This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
The federal government is aiming to ease responsible lending laws, hoping it will help stimulate the economy. But with the onus of assessing the suitability to take on debt set to be placed back onto the borrower, experts warn it's more important now than ever before to borrow responsibly. In the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government has introduced a bill to reform the responsible lending laws to make it easier for consumers and businesses to access credit. The proposal aims to make the loan application process for borrowers simpler and the lender's responsibility to assess and verify a borrower's ability to repay a loan will be reduced. Roland Blair is the founder of Australia's leading independent financial comparison site, Credit World, that specialises in personal loans. He says with these proposed changes, it's important that consumers borrow responsibly.
With these laws taking effect, when they do, it's going to be important to become a responsible borrower. You've got to be conservative in your decision about the loan. And always with any borrowing decision, you've got to compare to get the best possible deal out there. You've got to consider the potential for rate rises if it's not fixed.
If you're looking to borrow in 2021 and beyond, Mr. Blair says it's essential to consider the potential for rate rises and take them into account before committing to a loan.
This rate rises is a real concern at the moment. People are just not thinking about what their repayments will move to once interest rates start moving again. Once we have high interest rates coming and payments spiralling out of control, credit can cause much negative effect on a person's well-being and ability to pay back that loan, puts complete stress on that person's life and has a really heavy impact.
The founder of Golden Eggs Mortgage Brokers and winner of the Finance Broker of the Year for New South Wales and the ACT in 2019, Max Phelps, specialises in the psychology of money. He says getting the shortest loan term you can afford can give you some breathing space if your interest rates go up and you need more time to pay off the loan.
What your own long-term objectives are, understand what your own financial position is, not just in terms of the income that you earn that you could prove to a bank, but the income that you could rely on, and then make sure that you're borrowing an amount based on today's interest rates that you could pay off in around 20 years or less. But that means that if the interest rates were to go up to, say, 4 or 5%, that you could still pay that off within the 30-year time frame.
He advises looking at multiple factors, including future and present income, expenses and expectations, when calculating how much you can realistically borrow.
If you've just done a whole heap of overtime recently, but you don't expect that to continue, then it's best not to count that towards the amount of money that you want to borrow. Likewise, if you've managed to live really, really cheaply because you're living at home with family or something else, then expecting that to continue is also unrealistic.
Roland Blair says that the changes also mean that creditors who lend money irresponsibly will no longer face civil and criminal penalties.
There was a roofer. He had explicitly told CBA that he had a gambling problem and he didn't want more debt. Then he kept getting offered more and more debt. And now what happened was that bank, CBA, was fined $150,000. Now, under the proposed changes, these organisations, which have proved to be irresponsible in the past, now with those irresponsible actions, will not have penalties associated with it.
Max Phelps points out that because of another legislation which came into effect on the 1st of January 2021, brokers may be a safe bet for borrowers as finance brokers are now bound by the best interest duty.
The big tip I would give is to rely on the other piece of legislation, which is the best interest duty, and get people to talk to brokers, because brokers have to act in the client's best interest. So the big difference is if you go to a broker rather than a bank, the interest rate fees and charges are identical, but the broker is required by law to act in your best interests. The bank is only required to act in the bank's best interests. And especially when you've got banks and banking staff that are incentivized to lend more and more money and get people into more and more debt.
Roland Blair says that simplifying the loan application process for borrowers and removing critical protections could also expose potentially vulnerable people to financial exploitation.
With what we're seeing with these laws, previously they were put in place to try and protect the vulnerable, and with the watering down of this type of lending practices, we're going to see vulnerable people more exposed. We're going to see their protection taken away from where it was before.
The current lending obligations and procedures often are able to identify red flags of domestic and family abuse. But Mr. Blair says relaxing the responsible lending laws could mean victims of family or elder abuse could be left with unwanted debts by the perpetrators.
We always need to protect the most vulnerable people in society. Anything that reduces that protection is a step in the wrong direction.
In March this year, the federal government put off debate on the bill until May. For free and confidential financial counselling, ring the National Debt Helpline on 1800 007 007.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.